Hi, my loves. It's Jo, and I am jumping on for day three of Warm and Well. Now, today we're really talking about the shift into I am the loving provider. Now, you've been really looking deep into those stories, into your experience with the provider when you're in that dependency node. And now we get to rewrite the story. We get to rewrite the frequency, the vibe, what we're willing to accept. Now, I want to make something clear. Becoming the I am the loving, secure provider does not mean that you have to go around doing everything. It's about the fact that you're setting the tone in your frequency that says, I'm open and willing to receive as we go through. If you look at the EFT stuff, sorry, as we go through, you look at the EFT stuff and it says, I allow people to give me money. Money loves me. Money comes to me. There is a receptivity of going, I receive and I am providing for myself. Because what you're shifting from is this idea of this dependency onto one person and instead to the multitude of the universe. To the fact that you are accepting that you are providing for yourself by being aligned with your highest self, your full expansion, the energy of abundance, the overflow and warmth of all that is available to you. You're no longer the little frog fixated on one person giving you something, the resources, as though like you were sucking off the breast. Instead, that you're looking at the fact that there is this whole world that has the capacity to give you riches in all forms. And I hope you understand that now. We're talking about warm and wealth. Of course, it is money and it is all the levels of wealth. So it is the resources of love and pleasure and joy and colors and food and hanging out with people and dinners and adventures and travel. It's having a wealthy life, a rich, full life that feels full of love and money now, and all the things that love and money create. Because of course, you get love through not only a spiritual connection, not only through loving yourself, but you get that energy, of course, through people, through animals, through nature. You understand that. And money is the same. You get wealth and money and riches and cash and all those ways. It can come from so many ways, and it can come in surprise ways. But what we're saying is we don't have to have our defenses up saying, oh no, money's going to be cold and it's going to be hard and it's going to be difficult and I have to fight for it and I have to struggle for it, because you attract back what you believe. Yeah, that's been the essence of all of this. If what you believe and what you've experienced in the past is what you're leading from now, that's what you're going to get. Yeah, and we all know the adage that don't take the same baggage into the next relationship you have. And yet we put so much baggage onto money, so much baggage onto wealth, not allowing ourselves to upgrade. We limit ourselves. And yesterday was very much about why we do that. So when we step beyond that, we start to think about, well, actually, if I'm shifting from that and I am the provider and I get to decide and I get to decide again and again and again, and I get to upgrade and I get to shift and recalibrate what I believe to be true for me, what I believe to be true for me, yeah, gets to calibrate to something that is full and expansive. Now, if you're calibrated to the feeling of being in the sunshine, yeah, that it's warm and that it's relaxing and it is a surrender and it is nourishing to you. This is the energy that you want to be living in. This is the frequency you want to be living in. You don't go around trying to justify having the sun on your body. You don't go around trying to make the sun happen. Yeah. You know that if you want to lie out in the sun, you need to go out in the sun. Yeah. And we also can drop the defenses of going, oh my God, if I have too much good stuff, it's going to hurt me like the sun. Yeah. That, oh my God, if I don't wear sun cream and all of that, all of those fears. Yeah. So instead we're like, oh, What does my soul know on the inside? It knows the abundance, it knows the frequency of money, it knows what I'm supposed to know and what I've always known. And there will be times in your life when you really knew what money was about. Now, when I was a kid, I've told the story many times, but I remember how I was with money as a kid, like, and getting my own first jobs and working down the stables and just the joy of money, this cash that I could touch and smell and count. And I enjoyed the whole experience. Yeah, I enjoyed the whole tactile experience and the fun of dreaming about what I would do with my money. It was my money. Yeah, I was providing for myself. I was attracting it. Yes, I was having a job which was super fun that I loved, and I basically got paid. My first job was in a place called Brown's. We were talking about it at the weekend, and Brown's was like, this is fantastic, it's still around, this restaurant. And I got paid on a Saturday to basically hang out with my friends in my favourite place, and I still got paid for it. It was like all the ways that when you think about, you know, whether the money comes through a job, whether it comes through your own business, whether it's coming from somebody loving and adoring you as a partner, loving and adoring you as a family member, as a friend, people exchanging. It can come from a thousand different ways. It can come from the government and taxes and all of these things. It can come from so many ways, surprise ways, inheritance, all of these. But when you decide that it comes from a place of loving, fun, joy, ease and grace, as I just said, I got paid for hanging out with my friends. When I had, when I worked for a company called City Championships and we organised sporting events around the world, I got paid for hanging out with some of the coolest, most fun people in the sporting world and really hot guys. That was in my early 20s. So fun. I travelled all over the world, got paid for it. And it was a really, really fun job. Yeah? And I got paid for it, as well as lots of other delicious things. There can be moments in your life when you remember being in alignment and going, that was super fun. That was super fun. It got to be fun. Yeah. It got to be warm. It got to be delicious. It got to be supportive. It didn't come with a dependency and it didn't come with a cost. And the cost being that it was cold and draining and you had to work really hard for it. It doesn't come with that. So when you're rewriting today in your workbook, you're getting to write how it is for you, if you are the loving provider, how it is for you and how it will be when you do a future projection, how it will be in a year's time, the difference. Now, the key to that is not to do too close and not to do too intense, just to really get the vibe and the energy of what would impact your life. How would it be? You'll be surprised that having warm money, having loving money, loving wealth, being supported to be you, does take a, it will feel amazing. But I am going to tell you, it does take recalibration because you'll think, oh, the fix it part of you, the wounded child part of you will go, oh, well, it would all be magic and I will just have this magical world and that, you know, suddenly everything will be saving me. I'll be saved by money. Total BS. The first thing that happens is you receive that money and then you get rid of it because you have to recalibrate, you have to acclimatize, just like moving from living somewhere cold to living somewhere super hot in the world. You have to acclimatize, just like when you go on holiday and you go somewhere super hot. You have to acclimatize to the heat, the warmth, the, you know, that your body won't feel activated. And so you have to adjust and allow it to happen. It's not that it can't happen now. And it's not available for you now, which is why it's so important that you do the inside work and you do the climatization for your body, okay? And depending on how long you have locked yourself into this dependency mode, as though it's cold and it's difficult and it's hard, your body's going to have stories in there. Now, the work that I do is always a full sensory experience. Now, what we've done in here has been looking at the mind stuff and some energy shifts. But of course, if you worked inside of the Rich Femme Evolution or you went into working with me one-to-one or any of my programs, I always look at the full body experience, which is why you've got an EFT activity in here to adjust your nervous system. So we've done mind, nervous system and energy in here. But your body needs adjustments. Now, today I have been to see the chiropractor because it was so interesting. The chiropractor says to me, Joe, this is just mechanical today. It's not, usually in the past, it used to have quite a lot of cranial sacral work, energy work, emotional stuff, all of that, so much deeper. And now it was just like, Joe, you just need, it's a mechanical shift. My car needed an MOT. My body car needed an MOT. Because of the frequency I'm in now, my car just needed a tune-up. Yeah. Now, depending on where you are, then there are phases when you're unlocking trauma and beliefs from your body, and there are phases when it's just a mechanical shift. So things like being aware that you've got to align your body, your mind, your body, your energy, all to the recalibration of you. Yeah. The emotional energy, the body, the energy bodies, the mind, the soul, they've all, you've got to recalibrate together. Otherwise, it just doesn't last. And so when we're upgrading, this is that process that goes on. And it goes around in spirals. It upgrades like spirals. You're not in a snakes and ladders karma. Oh my God, I'm up here and now it's all terrible. That's when you believe that money and wealth is cold and hard and difficult. That's the karma game of going up and then down, up and down, up and down. That is not how it has to be. Yeah. That is an old belief. So your stages in this is to connect with the woman, the energy, the truth in your soul, the truth in your heart of what warmer wealth would be. Because you get to decide, I am the loving provider. You've got your EFT tapping, but I am the loving provider. And what does that look like? What does that feel like to me? When it's aligned with your truth, not anybody else's truth, it locks in so much faster than trying to put on somebody else's idea of wealth. Yeah. And oh my gosh, have I done it? I have tried to be other people's ideas of wealth, other people's looking like wealth, other people's acting like their version of wealth, but I'm not. And I always end up coming back to my version of wealth because it's the softest, most expansive, most ease and grace, most overflow. It's the way everything moves in my body. It doesn't matter whether I'm talking about love or money or joy or expansion or having the rich, sexy and free life. I always want to talk about all of it, but my wealth, my rich, sexy and free me, my warmer wealth is my version to my frequency, to my being, to my way of being when I feel at my most important here. Free flowing, supported, nourished, seen, heard. Yeah? That's what you've got to think about when you're writing out your version of warmer wealth and what your life would actually be like, what it's going to be like when you allow yourself to make these shifts over and over again, when you invest in yourself, time, energy, action, etc., and sometimes money. If you invest to get what you want, and the commitment of showing up to yourself of going, okay, I've learned this on a head level, but I'm going to keep doing this on a physical level. And then I'm going to get the help that I need. If you want to, you can come in, of course, and come inside Rich Femme Evolution, inside the membership, or sign up for one of my other programs or work with me one to one to do the fine tuning calibration. Because really working with me on these levels is about getting closer and deeper. But you can do this with the work that I've given you. You can do your part. But there comes a point if you want to come deeper, faster, easier, quicker, more supported, more nourished, it's like getting closer to the sun. Yeah. I am the sun. Yeah. I'm super hot, super powerful, etc. So just like your experience of wanting to come into warmer wealth, it's like saying, no, I want to come closer. I'm ready to be in the heat. And so I'm ready to have more connection, more insight, etc. But you can do what you've got here. And it's about saying, I'm going to make that shift. And I'm going to jot down and jot down inside the community group your questions, your ahas, because tomorrow we are jumping in for the live Q&A. You've got a chance to be with me live. I'm not, it will be inside the group, but your questions either need to be in here and it will be a conversation. So you've got an opportunity to be with me, to have that opportunity to really go into this. So make the time, whether you've got to get up early. I'm jumping on at 6 o'clock UK time. So if you need to look at your time zone, wherever you are in the world, make the time, be there so that you can get your questions answered, so that you can have that, discussion with me, We'll be doing it inside Telegram, which will be super fun because I've never done it before, but it says we can do it, so that will be super fun. And we can have those insights, get that opportunity with me. So with your exercises today, it's your chance to really tap into your truth, tap into your inner goddess, to continue that shift, continue that insight of going, ah, oh, look what I've been doing, and forgive yourself. Continue with the EFT tapping twice a day. Yeah, you can even do it three times a day. Once in the morning, one at lunchtime, one in the evening. You've got that time. You've got those actions. You get to be loving with yourself, and that open and willingness to see it differently. Yeah, to see it differently, to receive, to resolve this, to have the clarity to say, I'm going to put down the lies and illusions that I have held in my body from other people's stories, other people's energies, from past timelines, from past experiences, from the war, from all things, because it's insanity, isn't it? Living in now and trying to live from programs, conditioning, and ideas from something that was 100 years ago, or 200 years ago, or 50 years ago, even from last week, obviously. But the only thing that gives you this calibration to live in the true now, to live in you and your truth, is to connect with your inner goddess, to connect with your own rich, sexy, and free wealth. Yeah. And that's always going to be warm because it's coming from your sun, your own internal sun, your source, your divine. So super powerful, super loving. And I say this with all great love. Drop down your insights, your ahas, your story, how it's going to be for you. And I really look forward to connecting with you tomorrow. I popped in the reminder, so it's 6 o'clock tomorrow. You've got so much in here. If you want to find out more about the Rich Friend Evolution, of course, reach out to me personally, either via here, via Instagram, etc. Any of the ways, or just head over to richsexyandfree.com. But speak to me because, there are options. And I'm also open to, if you want to do it, quarterly payments rather than just, you've got a trial payment, you've got the subscription payments, there's a yearly payment, and there's also, I'm open to discussing the quarterly payments as well. So whatever way, and if you want to talk to me about working with me one to one and you want to go deeper, let's have that conversation too. So such big shifts. Let's have some celebrations in here, and I do want to hear some celebrations and some ahas and insights. I will be leaving this group open, as I said, until the end of next week to give you that time to really revisit that, because the space and the time is so important. So important to have that, to have that squeeze and intensity is being seen, but allowing for space, not to rush at it all in one go. And I would just say as a caveat, if you have being a good girl and try to do it all up front, everything in the workbook without listening to the audios and all of those things, go back and revisit them, because the reason you need to hear the activations, the reason you need space in between each section, is your body and your mind and your subconscious and stuff needs time to bring things to the surface for you to clear. All right. And so you won't have the same insights that you have if you did it all up front. So, or if you do it all at the end, it's really important to take the time, why it's set out exactly as it's set out, to not rush things, to not try to be impatient. You won't get the same level of depth and stuff. You're just keeping it at a surface level instead of going deep. And that's what we're about. We're going deep because we want lasting change, big fat lasting fucking change, for you to completely transform your relationship with money. And my passion and my dream is to help women create a new legacy for themselves, for their families, for the future, of humanity, to have that different relationship between not just money, but wealth, resources, love, receiving. They're in full empowerment of living their life on their terms without having to break rules, but dissolve and accept the truth within themselves. To know that they are deeply loved and supported, deeply expansive, coming into a whole new world that exists for them already. They just have to drop the veils, the lies and the illusions. So I'm sending you so much love. Have a beautiful day, and I look forward to connecting with you. And I'll speak to you soon. Bye.